Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things we like to do on Thursday is check in on the latest on injuries, get an update from Will Carroll, who is our injury expert, brand manager for Modus Global and columnist for BetQL. And he joins us on the wait4.com hotline. Will, I don't imagine you have anything for injured pride, do you?
No, but I mean, if you're talking about Braves fans, they should feel really, really good. Not great about yesterday, but great about what's coming forward. You know, this Braves team is so young, so talented, so good, and yet when you take a look, you see so many ways this team can get better. There's more young players coming. Acuna's going to get better and better. They can plug in a couple pitchers here and there, and it's actually a good year for free agency if they decide to spend. So Braves fans should start pulling the wait till next year thing, because next year is going to be good.
Will, with Freddie Freeman, after this season, do you expect him to surgically get those bone spurs taken care of in the offseason?
Yeah, I do. You know, a lot of players have played with spurs or chips or something, and they just try to get through the season. It's the same way in the NFL. You know, the day after the season ends, there's like a line of them out the surgeon's door to get their knees cleaned out, their ankles cleaned out. This isn't something that's going to affect them. You know, bone spurs are one of the easiest things to do. You stick a scope in there, you grind it down, you pull it out. There's really almost nothing to it. With bone chips, you just got to go in there and find them. I had a surgeon compare it to playing Operation. You're trying not to light the guy's nose up. So this is something that he'll go in and get it cleaned up and never think about it again.
Will Carroll, brand manager for Modus Global, talking about some injuries. Let's move to the Falcons. And, yes, the Falcons are playing a team named the Cardinals, who used to be, by the way, the St. Louis Cardinals.
Don't you say it, Ricky!
Now, of course, they're the Arizona Cardinals. David Johnson, star running back of the football Cardinals. He got a bad back. Any chance he doesn't play this week?
But no, he's probably going to play. This is, you know, David Johnson's got every ability except durability. So this is one you've got to worry about. He's going to play, but is he going to play effectively? I almost like it when a guy's out. Then you can adjust your bets. You can adjust your fantasy team. When a guy has an injury and thinks he can go, and you know, if he takes a hit, it knocks him out. He gets knocked out all the time, so I'm definitely downgrading him. I think the Falcons get a win this week, though. Cardinals are a team that's at least fun to watch. I always think if you're not going to be good, you ought to be entertaining, and they're at least that.
Sticking with the Falcons on the defensive side of ball, Jonathan Cyprien, he didn't appear to get injured in last week's game. He was hurt just after 1 week being with Atlanta. What is the news there? What do you think about that?
Yeah, it looks like some sort of midfoot injury. We're not sure whether it's a break or a sprain. I'm guessing it's a sprain because it's serious enough that it's taken him out. And they only brought him in for depth after the devastating injury to Keanu Neal. So this is one where depth is an issue. They're going to have to go out and get another guy basically off the street or make another trade for somebody's backup in that case. So this one's tough. Maybe they go out and get Jalen Ramsey. I doubt that. But it's one of those situations where, once again, we do have to at least take a look at the problem. We've seen so many foot injuries. I mean, just this year, we're looking at Cam Newton, who's missed several weeks with a similar injury. Why are we seeing this uptick in ankle and foot injuries? Going, you know, how many times have we dealt with the Jones fracture with Julio Jones? So this is a problem not just for the Falcons, not just for Cyprien, but for the NFL in general. We've got so many of these foot and ankle injuries. I think they've really got to take a hard look at it. One of the commonalities is turf. We've seen all those problems we've had in Indianapolis. Another new, well-done turf field, but I think it's just gotten too good. You know, the turf is soft and sticky. The shoes are light and sticky. Something's got to give. The only thing that hasn't evolved is the human foot, and unfortunately, it seems to be the weak link in this chain.
Talking with Will Carroll, he's our injury expert, as we discuss some of the injuries. You brought up Cam Newton. He didn't travel to London for the Panthers. Though the Panthers have been pretty good with Kyle Allen at quarterback. Any update on how long you think Cam might be out?
Well, it's the fact that Kyle Allen has been good that's allowed them to do this. This is basically letting them coast. You know, what might have been a two-week rest is now turned into a month. I think we're getting closer to that, but I think everybody's comfortable with Kyle Allen. So they can make sure that thing's fully healed up, that he's ready to go. You know, he worked a lot on his cardio, so I don't think that's going to be a problem. He's been much more of a mentor than people expected. You know, a lot of people don't want to get Wally Pipped out there. I don't think that's a concern either. But certainly Kyle Allen's the guy. I remember watching him at A&M, and he was good there. But Cam Newton's better. That's the reason why he's number one. So they're going to let this thing fully heal. It might be another couple weeks.
Future Hall of Famer Drew Brees, his team right now, Teddy Bridgewater, is doing the job for them down in New Orleans. Saw him throw on a smaller football this week. Does that show a possible earlier return for Drew Brees?
No. What it shows is that surgery worked. He had the thumb surgery to repair that UCL. It's not the same as in the elbow, but in the thumb. And they did what's called an internal brace. So he could theoretically, at least on a physical level, come back now. Does he have full grip strength? That's the part I don't know. And seeing him with the smaller football tells me maybe it's not there, or at least they don't want to test it. The worry would be that he would get hit again. That could happen, though it's obviously statistically unlikely. Or worse, that he would fall on it and have that pulled back. But again, that's statistically unlikely. So he's coming back on the short end of the scale. This is the same kind of surgery that we've seen a lot. Chris Paul had it and came back in a month. Mike Trout had it and came back in a month. So coming back in a month is almost to be expected. The difference, of course, is those guys don't have 300-pound men trying to drive them into the turf.
Right, exactly. Will Carroll's our injury expert. He is brand manager for Modus Global and a columnist for BetQL. I want to shift over to college football. Harry Douglas and I were talking about, USC being down to its third-string quarterback. Well, Florida's kind of in the same boat, too. They're going into the biggest game of the week against LSU. They certainly don't have Franks anymore, and I think he's done. Kyle Trask is a little dinged up with his knee, and that may put a lot of pressure on Emory Jones, their third stringer, to come in. Where do we see with Kyle Trask at the moment?
I don't think Trask is going to have any problem. You know, he's actually got the exact same injury as Kelly Bryant at Mizzou, formerly at Clemson. Both of them got hit on the outside of their knee, which happens, and the MCL kind of opens up, so they get a mild MCL sprain. You can go out there and play with a brace, no problem. As long as you have stability, as long as you have the stability with that brace, it's really not an issue. Remember, the MCL, which is the ligament on the inside of the knee, protects the knee when it gets hit from the outside and is driven in. That's when, even in a major injury, if you remember Adrian Peterson's horrible knee injury, he tore his ACL, MCL, and hurt his meniscus. They only repair the ACL. So Adrian Peterson's been playing all these years without an MCL. You've got secondary stabilizers. The muscles and tendons keep that there. So you can play with even a fairly severe MCL sprain as long as the pain doesn't bother you. So for Trask and for Kelly Bryant at Mizzou, they should be out there and really have no problems other than adjusting to the brace.
Willie, we always appreciate your getting us the insight. It is greatly appreciated. Thanks very much, my friend.
Thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.